101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
But me not fear no guy, no. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a and the rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone focus by that thing now. Big throw me a do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
To tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the top, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frosty can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher.
The Monday, September 25th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. On this very somber Monday, we got a lot to talk about, and we'll get to the lighter stuff in the 5 o'clock hour. Dolphin fans, get ready! It's your show today. I open it up to you. All I can see is orange and aqua and aqua and orange in here. Look like somebody ate Skittles and threw up all over the place. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. Yeah, we will chime in with Abaco. Roscoe Thompson will chime in shortly. All right, we got Abaco live. Earl Thompson will chime in as well in this first hour. Pearly will chime in a little bit early as well, too. But like I say, I was absolutely floored today. Bad enough going in on the weekend to hear the passing of Alpheus Hawk Finneson, one of the premier persons in track and field worldwide, and somebody who I used to have great discourse with every Tuesday before he retired, when we'd switch over the shows. And always had a great conversation. I'm a Mr. Hawk. I am. And his contributions to track and field in this country and worldwide. And being the ambassador. Taking the Bahamas to the world through track and field the way he did. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family, his friends, his colleagues, everybody. It's just big loss there. And then, it's not bad enough with that. Today, big bright Monday. Boom. Floored. Absolutely floored. To hear of the passing of the MP for West End and Bimini, Mr. Obie Wilsham. Floored. That's one thing I could say about Obie. Politics never became between us. We always talk sports. Talk junk and oof. You know what I mean? Global topics. And I appreciate what he did for me as a comedian in his capacity as Minister of Tourism, when he was Minister of Tourism. He made sure the Bahamian comedian got out there. He made sure to let the world know in as many opportunities as he could. We had one just as funny as yours. And he's at the Atlantis every night, Tuesday through Sunday, for the last 25. And even though he used to kill me with his dolphin talks, and boy, I know 70 points today. And after hitting back with my cowboy talks, we always had candid conversations when it came to sports. As a young broadcaster, he always offered me insight and keen advice. And he had a great sense of humor. Great sense of humor. I remember they had an anniversary for the QC class of 77. They did it at Joker's Wild several years back. And it was right after Obi had gotten locked up for not divulging his source with some pertinent information. And I always respected the fact that he stood firm and wrote it out and didn't divulge his source, like true broadcasters and journalists are supposed to do. But albeit he was out and he came to his reunion, and of course, from the directive of several members of that QC class of 77, I didn't call no names, but there's some very influential people. There's some influential people in that class of 77. Even one who signed my check. So you know I had to do it, right? Okay. So you know they tell me, Naughty, when you get Dobie, don't call his name, read off. And they actually gave me his prison number to read off. The one from HMP at the time. And man, listen here. He started cracking on the people. He said, I know who told you to do that. And he started cracking on them. So it was a great time, a good laugh. And I always enjoyed his sense of humor and the candid conversations. He will truly be missed. And his contributions will be missed because you hear a lot of things about MPs. But from what I hear on the ground and I hear from people who reached out to him, he always tried to deliver as best he could, despite the circumstances. Whether his hands were tied or not, he used to try. And that's what we need. Just sometimes just a good try. We need more MPs just to try. So I will miss him. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family, his friends, his colleagues, his fellow politicians. We lost a good one in Obi Wilson. Sad to see him go. All right. We got Roscoe and Pearly chimed in yet? Just Roscoe. All right, we'll get to Pearly in a second. I know Pearly traveling back from Florida, you know. But of all weekends for him to go, hey, Grammy, 70 points. You know he could run on, but they did it for him and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So quick to Pearly in short order, but we do have Roscoe chiming in. So let's talk to Roscoe real quick. Roscoe, what's happening, man?
Hey, buddy. My condolences.
And I was just going to say, I would like you to comment because I know you've had your chance to talk with Obi over the years and interact.
Today's not a day for politics in that regards. And I just want to extend my condolences to his family and his colleagues. You know, there's a time for it and a time not. I actually want to jeer you on more and say, what you think about that? Don't you think they should have kicked that field goal for 3 points?
Listen, I could deal with you and Pearly in a little bit, you know, and I got to deal with over 5 o'clock hour with Pearly. So y'all Dolphins, go ahead and get it. And see, Obi up there laughing because he's a big Dolphin too. You see, so it's all good. So all of y'all giving me the business from all sides. But like I said, I'm going to take it. I have nothing to say. We go and we lose to a team we should have beaten. Y'all put up 70. Y'all put up PlayStation scores. I can't mess with that, Roscoe. Even I know when to know my role and shut my mouth for certain things. I ain't getting in the way of y'all Dolphins.
I ain't get you go too much today. I'll let you go easy. I know you.
Boy, no. You better get it in now because you know how they go. If we catch you, boy, I got the sword ready to go. So get it while you can.
Hey, I just wish it was Dallas. We put 70 up again.
Jesus. Listen to me. The funny thing was, right, and I can't tell you a word of lie, I said get to like 35 at the half. I said, okay, Miami got that one. Check that off in the pick card. I'm checking that one off the parlay. I'm doing good. And then in the second half, it turned in to Madden Square. I looked up 42, 49. I said, what are they doing? Giving the kids multiplication timetables by the sevens? And here comes 56. Here comes 63. I say, man, listen, they need to go ahead and get that touchdown and then miss the extra point. That'd be Pearly's number, 69. That'd be great. You know what I mean? Everything cool. Here come the field goal. Here come the extra point. But they really trying to run it up.
But a couple of them, I got to say, I don't want to say it looked like they ran it up, but they did. Even the second string, White had a good touchdown there.
Devin Achane, the second string rookie running back from Texas A&M, had 4 touchdowns yesterday, man. Listen.
I know.
That right there, I have no problem, man. You all put up with me on the first week of the season when my Cowboys threw up that 40 burger and blanked the Giants. Hey, I had my moment. You all almost doubled that, but it's all a happy moment.
What somebody said yesterday, it's different to get beat by an Eagle, but a Cardinal.
Hey, listen, L is L, whoever you take it to. You know what I mean? Whoever you take it from. But them Eagles, listen, the funny thing is the Cardinals beat the Cowboys 7 out of the last 8 times they played. They own us.
I, I saw that.
Strange. Last time he won was like 2014 over there, but no. It's crazy. Wow. But anyway, I don't have to repeat my line of defense for the 5 o'clock.
No,
but listen,
I know.
What's going on?
I really, in all honesty, I mean, you know, there is a time, and I don't want to, you know, today, I think it's a day for the country just to...
To reflect.
You know, it's a sad day, even with the passing of Minister Bao's wife. And
right,
know,
and I want to offer my condolences to him on that as well. You know, as you know, I lost my mom to cancer, so I know and I've experienced the ravages of what that puts a person through and the family. So, again...
I know too, bro.
I know, and I know you've been through with your dad too, so we know. And so, to Mr. Keith Bao, Minister Bao, and your family, my glove's off today, brother. I wish you nothing but comfort and condolences, and I mean that sincerely from my family to yours. You know? Because that is not an easy road.
No, it is.
So, and I think we... As a nation, we need to, like you say, know the time and place for everything. Because you're still, you know, if you go in that social media world, you know, people just sharing all kind of craziness. At some point in time, you just have to, you know, say, Lord bless the dead and say a prayer for the departed.
Yeah.
And keep it in perspective, you know, because none of that stuff is as big as life. You know what I mean?
No.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
What's happening?
All right,
this Mystery Dolphin?
No.
This ain't Mystery Dolphin?
No, this ain't Mystery Dolphin.
All right, I want to make sure, because he owe a bet, you know what I mean? But he ain't paying.
Yeah,
and if he's trying to call and talk about them 70 points for the Dolphin, I going to cut him. You know what I mean? Until he pays his bet. But anyway, go ahead.
I don't always follow football like that, but I'm a Broncos fan, and
my condolences.
That was a beating that we got on.
it's a morning Monday for us all in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah, but what I call it about, I was following your trend of your monologue as you coming in,
right?
And you talk about Hawk Finlayson coming into the weekend, you know, and then you talk about Minister Bell and Obi, but I think you forget.
I couldn't get it. That was coming next, down in Grand Bahama, the Northern Office, another one of our brilliant broadcasters gone. The broadcasting community lost a big one with her loss and Mr. Wilsham.
When you think about it, you're talking about Hawk Finlayson, who used to be not only a sportsman, but I understand he was a broadcaster or a journalist as well, in some form or fashion.
Correct.
And then, of course, Natalie and Ovi Wilsham. So that's a big loss.
That's a big loss in our broadcasting fraternity and community. And they were trailblazers in their own right.
Yeah, all of them, the number of years that I'm just learning of some of the stuff now, but it is amazing when you learn about the information and the impact that it had on the community and the country as a whole.
And I think that's the kind of information that should be shared in life, not in death, you know what I mean? Especially when they made brilliant achievements, they should be honored,
That is so right. You know, you
while they're here.
As they say, give them the flowers even while they're alive, man. So my condolences to all of those who've lost.
And I appreciate your quality, man. And I feel your pain on the Broncos because, you know, my Cowboys took a big L yesterday, too. So.
Yeah,
I did. I will raise a glass in your honor tonight when I watch them 2 Monday night games.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, my brother. Be safe. Right. Thanks for the call. But Roscoe, I mean, when you look at it, we did lose, and with Natalie as well up there in the Northern Office in Grand Bahama with ZNS, we lost a lot of broadcasters. A lot that contributed, you know,
because
coming
up. He had a show when he was off.
Listen, Obi had a brilliant talk show on 194. Galen Saunders had him in there. And big up to Galen and 194. They put a lot of the best premier talk shows out there way ahead of their time. When you look back, Chrissy Love, Steve McKinney, you know.
Pleasant good afternoon.
Oh, God. Now, listen, we're trying to keep it.
Another half an hour before I can be that guy.
I don't want you to turn into douchebagula now. We're trying to keep it, you know, in the proper form.
I wanted to have my say about
I would like for you to chime in on them because I know you know a lot of them personally, worked with them over the years. So please feel free.
I had a pleasure working with Natalie, not as close as others because she was in the Northern Service. And when I said ZNS, I was in Nassau, but I was able to get to ZNS to Freeport several times and work with her. She's a wonderful person. It's always a joy just to sit down and have a conversation with her. So I know the crew in Grand Bahama's lost an icon. So my sympathies out to her, her family, and the ZNS family. And ZNS also lost in terms of Obi Wilsham, who was at ZNS for many years and served, I think if I remember correctly, news director.
Correct.
So he is, and then he served as minister residence in the early Perry Christie government in the 2000s, and now he recently was made ZNS came under his watch when the chef the cabinet was shuffled last week or week before last. So, sympathies to Obi and I worked together a little bit. He's more he was closer to my ex-wife because they went to QC together.
Class of 77. I'm telling you, man, that they used to come to Jokers on a regular to celebrate that.
Yeah, so you know it was a loss. It was shocking to see a loss like that. You never can accept death. You know, God has the last say. God has the only say in it. So, it's shocking when I heard that early this morning. I was very upset. And then to a fellow soccer, a great athlete in his right.
Right.
He was president of the B3As. Was an avid constant supporter of St. Augustine's College. Constant support of track and field in this country. He had an awesome show, I think, right there on your radio station on Wednesday.
I used to cross over with him on Wednesdays, correct?
So, you know, we lost some good people. And, you know, Park and I had a friendship that not only with St. Augustine's University in Minnesota.
There you go.
So we had that connection. And
you're all a proud alumni, boy. If you went to that school, boy, all of y'all are proud alumni. Overly proud.
Very proud of. You know, we're very proud alumni. Those of us in St. Augustine's, I can say, you know, I throw that in every day if I can. But those of us who went to school in Minnesota,
we know.
We have an affinity, a bond with each other. And even though Hawk is much older and was there ahead of us, even those of us who were there in the 80s, my kids who were there in the 2000s, and others who were there, we've developed a friendship going to alumni events because the school is very active here in terms of alumni participation. So we lost three great people this weekend. You don't expect it. And when it comes, it's a shock. But on behalf of me and my family, I just like to extend my deepest condolences to their families. And my prayers are with each and every one of them.
Well, I thank you for sharing that, man, Pearly, because I won't tell you a word of lie. It's good to hear from someone like you who worked along with them in numerous capacities. So it's good to hear from you on that. And like I said, we lost a really good guy. Both athletes, you know. Good guy, I know, because remember now, he used to play...
Was it the pros, or was it the...
I know he was with a member of the pros, and he played with some other teams in the Commonwealth American Football League.
Okay.
And I'm sure Obi Roberts will be able to play quarterback. It was the pros, right? Burger King pros. And then, of course, you know, Obi Roberts, I'm sure, will elaborate at some point, if not today, tomorrow, during the week. I'm sure he'll chime in. And, so he's a part of that community. Big sports fan, too, though. Loved his Dolphins. Loved the Lakers. You know, could always talk sports with him. So now that I got you both here, Roscoe and Pearl, let's go to the phone lines, Pearly and Roscoe. We got a caller. Let's see what they got to say. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. How are you?
Fine, thank
you. Just want to send out my condolences to those that passed recently. However, when it comes to Hawk Phillipson, I met him a few years ago working at Colina. And in talking with him, I realized that he was a walking history of sports.
Yep.
He would sit down and tell us things that happened, dates, times, persons, the way they ran, if they had any injuries. It just leave me in awe talking with him. I love speaking with him when it comes to sports. You know, there was a few times he had some winners from his show, and he used me to snap the pictures for him with the gift that they went in. And you know, he is surely missed, you know, both him and his wife. You know, so my condolences to his only daughter, his only child.
Right. Because him and his wife passed 2 weeks apart, which is so, you know, Romeo and Juliet right there.
He passed within a day of her funeral.
Wow.
So that was, that was really sad for me to hear. But history, sports history, and Phillipson, Alpheus Phillipson, wow. He was amazing to talk to when it comes to sports.
Man, I used to love crossing over on Wednesdays. Like when this show would wrap, he'd be waiting to come in. And we'd always spend, several moments talking sports. And not just track and field, all sports.
All sports. That's what I tell you. He can tell you date, time, everything about the person that did the sports. If they had any injuries,
a lot of people.
History and all.
A lot of people give me my. I bow at the throne of the hawk. He is one of them who I will go on record and say knew just a little bit more than me, and witnessed a little bit more than me, and got to see it live. So I can't, you know. No.
Call him sir. He would tell you, my father is sir.
Right. He's the hawk.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that so much, man.
No problem.
All right, you take care. And of course, you know, like I said, we lost three big ones in broadcasting. We did. And yep. You know, when you look back at it, they were major contributors over their time to get us where we are today in a good way. And like Roscoe was saying earlier, you know, today is a day about reflection, Pearlie, you know? I'm sure we could go along. Some people are trying to politicize this. I don't want to talk by-election right now. We all know it's coming. Let's leave that for another day. I mean, not today.
Know, the sad thing about it is by law, 30 days, you got to be talking about it. So, you know.
Don't need to do it on day one.
No.
You know?
Hey, well, why don't you talk about publicly, the dolphins?
You have your quiet conversation, but not a public conversation, you know?
Now, you know, in true spirit, Obi was a big-time Dolphin fan. You hear your next Dolphin brother popping off over there now.
I say we should talk about the Dolphins and honor a man, you know, letting you go know how it is.
Pearlie.
I had the experience of a week. I had the experience of a lifetime this weekend, so I ready to talk Dolphins any minute.
I my mind ran on the two of y'all as my father was in the room every time they scored, ringing his bell, eating ice cream. You know, having his moment, you know.
Wonderful. I'm sure he enjoyed it.
Oh, he laid it on thick, too. He laid it on thick. He was not sparing any adjectives, you know what I mean?
I gotcha.
It was in raw Tony Montana mode, you know what I mean? Let me tell you something. You see the Dolphins today? They're not f***ing around. I'm telling you.
What happened to you, man? If your daddy was a Dolphin, what happened to you, man?
You know, I's the bear sheep of the family, man. I can't be. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. Let me be honest with you. You want me to tell you why I became a Cowboy fan? My uncle married, God bless the dead. He married a lovely lady from the States, from Pittsburgh, Jeannie Kuhn, and Jeannie. And she was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, all right? So they used to, you know, send down all the Pittsburgh Steelers stuff. Uncle Meredith was a Dolphin. My grandpa Cam was a Dolphin. They used to talk that Dolphin stuff. It was Dolphins or Steelers. Well, there was a Super Bowl one year, and Jackie Smith, tight end for the Cowboys, was wide open in the end zone. Earl probably saw this game. Roger Staubach hit him in the hands. He was wide open. All he had to do was catch the ball, drop the ball. Vern Lundquist was the announcer. And I remember like yesterday, he says, by God, bless his heart. Bless Jackie Smith's heart. He's got to be the sickest man in America. And they zoomed in, and here's this, you know, cowboy just down. And I was like, man, I feel for this dude. You know what? I can start pulling for this team with the star. And I went and I found out who this team with the star was, and it was the Dallas Cowboys. And that was kind of like my first hit, and I've been hooked ever since. I don't know why.
Cut it, of course, you pull for them.
Y'all are Dolphins now, so y'all really shouldn't, you know, talk about cut hip and thing. But anyway.
No, you're talking about story. Why are you trying to bring my story into your story?
Oh, my bad. But it takes one to know one, I guess. But yeah, cut hip brought me into that. I felt sorry for Jackie Smith and Tom Landry. They're all stoic with the hat on, and they killed him too, to tell you the truth. But Roger was a good dude, you know what I mean? So he took the high road, Captain America.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of people talk smack after that. And then, you know, I think that was 1976.
In the Orange Bowl.
And then a year later, they made a return.
That was the very first game I attended in my life. My dad took me to the Super Bowl.
See the irony there? While you were there live, I was watching it.
And I had like great seats. Like I think we were about 10 rows up on the 50-yard line. You could have basically hear Landry calling, making the calls.
Wow.
It was an awesome experience.
But I'll tell you. The year after that, though, it paid off for me to pro for that team with the star. Because they took a kid from the University of Pittsburgh.
I'll give this confession. Going to that Super Bowl, I actually became a Pittsburgh Steelers fan that year. And even though the Dolphins had already gone undefeated, and I kind of liked the Dolphins. But that game had me pulling, then I had to catch myself the next year. I said, but what's wrong with you? You crazy? You're a Dolphin.
But I remember 1977, right after they lost that one, the Cowboys made a trade with the Seattle Seahawks in the draft and took from the University of Pittsburgh a running back. by the name of Anthony Dorsett. So I was all happy. Tony I thought he was Bahamian too. And then he turned his name into Tony Dorsett when he got to the league. But that was my favorite player for years. And he won the Super Bowl in his rookie year against the Denver Broncos in the Superdome in Louisiana. And it was a blowout. It was a good day. And then, you know, drought came. He didn't win none until the 90s. And then you know how I've been ever since. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is the Yankee himself.
Yeah, well, listen here, brother. Welcome to the Losers Lounge. What you drinking? We got Buck Steinbrenner coming in this afternoon at 7, and he's opening up the checkbook.
Oh, yeah, well. I call in on this occasion. I'm very sad for the family, the Martinborough family.
Uh-huh.
She has been an excellent broadcaster for many years. I would miss that voice. So much could be said about her. Then, of course, the minister, Mr. Obi Wilchkin, a professional broadcaster in his own right. And so much could be said about her, about him. He being a statesman, I see him as a statesman. Notwithstanding his politics, he was a statesman. He'd find a way to bring people together. The late Ork Phillison. I was privileged to talk to him on so many occasions. One occasion I had him to bring condolences to someone from my home. He would have seen over the years in track and field. There's nobody, I believe, on planet Earth is more knowledgeable about sports than the late Ork Phillison. And I go on record as saying that on Earth, on planet Earth. Right.
He was brilliant.
He was just a way ahead of many, many millions of people time. I mean, this show, he had over 500 shows on Guardian Radio. I would have liked to see that continue, but situation is what it is now. I'm still hope that someone could grab the mantle and continue in that vein, but the Ork Phillison, as a matter of fact, I'm going to go on record and say it now, I would strongly recommend that he have a state-recognized funeral. I'm going on the record and say, I don't think it's out there possible of Ram a possibility because of his contribution over the years to this country, locally and internationally, because he is known throughout the world. And so, I think, in my humble opinion, I feel like he deserves a state recognized funeral. But to all those families, they could have my deepest condolences at this time. I would make mention of nothing else other than it's a time for everything. It's time to convey condolences. And I trust that at God's speed, the healing process has already begun.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out and your sentiments, man. I think a lot of people share the same thing. We were definitely impacted by their presence when they were here. Now, in their death, we're also impacted by it because of the loss.
Yeah. If there's someone in the sporting world, I think that deserves a state recognized, you know, is the late Ork Phillison. I think he truly deserves one. But it's not my call to make.
You might not be too far off with that.
On behalf of his family, because I think it would only be appropriate that we have that done.
I agree. If you go outside of the context of politics to authorize them, that's one that should be authorized. He would say you, Roscoe.
No, I'll
take care of it.
It's not a state, at least an official funeral.
Right.
No, I agree. It should be a state. It should be a state funeral for such an ambassador to
the country.
Throughout the country. Not
and the
just
world.
But I know him and my grandfather when they, you know, Sir Durwood sat on the Olympic Committee and with sports and everything. So, you know, he should be honored.
All right, I got a question for you. I know we've shared sentiments about the Daily Departed, and I'm sure we'll continue through the week. And I got to ask this one question because I've had several texts hit me. And this has jumped out, and I just want to get your take real quick, guys, and we'll take the break and get to the news. But legal handguns after tough vetting? Monroe supports handgun licenses for more citizens who qualify. What's your take on that?
I heard it before on your Guardian Radio, and listen, I'll be honest with you. If the proper vetting's in place, you know, it's overdue to a certain extent, because right now, for somebody like me or Pearlie or you to get an actual handgun,
not going to happen.
It's not. It's very to have letter recommendations. So I do have mixed feelings on it, but I am glad to see that they are approaching it, but they have to have the proper vetting, psychological issues or problems that people have had in the past. There's got to be a good vetting to it. Make sure you do it right. Don't just rush to it.
There has to be a stringent criteria.
Right.
Well, when I go to Orlando, there's a place called Oak Ridge Gun Range.
Uh-huh.
And my friend and I, Randy, we go there and, you know, we rent Glocks or 9mm and all that. And I have to say, the adrenaline rush that you get when you shoot a gun, I pray that the government does proper vetting, put in the proper procedures in order that not just anybody can get a gun, because with owning a handgun comes a great deal of responsibility. So I have no problem with it. I'll probably apply for one if it's given, but it must be stringent vetting process, a stringent vetting process. Because I know that feeling the first time I went there, and I knew the feeling that I had when I walked out of there, and I was like, whoa, I see why they don't let us have them right there like that.
No, and most people now in the Bahamas that do have a permit or the right to carry a handgun are mostly, let me not say prominent, but business owner. And from what I gather, I hear a lot of the MPs and our administrators in the Family Islands now are carrying concealed handguns So I do understand, you know, and I agree with you, Pearlie. We need to have a strict, not saying that it shouldn't be allowed, but they need to be properly vetted. I do think it's, you know, as you know, going to put to get a license for a shotgun, you can't put down for protection. You have to put down for hunting.
Yes.
Well, most people know you're not getting a shotgun for hunting.
Nine out of 10 people get it for protection.
For protection. So, I mean, there's things that have to be changed. Our laws need to be updated, but I do agree. When it comes to handgun, I don't have an issue. Just once a proper vetting is done and people are vetted, not because I know the minister or I know the chief of police or I know this person, should I get a hand? Because that does not mean that I am comparable. Have you had the right training? Have you gone to the gun range? Do you know how to operate, secure, safety? You know, I'm with you on that, my friend.
Okay.
All right, we got to get to the break, and then we got to get to the news. So, Roscoe, I appreciate you chiming in, man.
Yeah, Naughty, before I go,
uh-huh.
I love you. Even though you are a Cowboy fan, I love you to death. You are a good friend. I appreciate
you. You're my brother from another mother,
but,
man.
You know, but let me just say this. If by chance Miami's there at the end of the year, I want you to really pull for the Dolphins.
Boy, I could take plenty Jack Daniels and plenty Coaching by the two of you all. But anyhow. Pearlie coming up in
the NFC, he would pull for the Dolphins. He's not
there you go, Pearlie. Miami and the Eagles, and we know we got him pulling for Miami. Hey.
Anyway, y'all hurry up and see why
y'all
he carry your Dolphins.
Half of the show. No, all right. We'll talk politics next week.
Gotcha.
And we'll talk about Abaco, but out of respect, as I said, my condolences goes out to the Bell family, the Finlinson family, and also the Wilscombe family and the Martinborough family for the passing of their family members. Yes. You know,
and we
they're
extend
in my
that
thoughts and prayers.
On our end, from talking as from my home, Pearlie's home, we do the same thing on our end.
I give my apologies. I didn't give the St. Keith Bell, Minister Keith Bell. We all grew up in St. Francis Church. She's the daughter of one of the greatest third basemen this country has ever put out in Fred Chicken Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir. The chicken. You ain't lie. Oh, boy. Thank you all. We appreciate you, man. We'll get to the break. News coming up, flip side of the break. We'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. Pearly will be leading the charge. He'll be leading the way in the 5 o'clock hour. Dolphins, come one, come all.
Mr. Producer, get ready, Mr.
Spit
Producer.
Spit it out, your blowers. I'm ready to take it. Let's go.
Get him, Pearly.
The Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater on October 14th. Gates open at 7 p.m., showtime 9 p.m. Want to live it up?
Choose some general, VIP, or even skybox seats. Book your tickets now at BahamasEtickets.com.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists, Phil Stubbs Live. Hold on to your seats for Iris Storr and the Spank Band Live.
Brought to you by the Nassau Cruise Board. It's not just a concert. It's a night to remember.
On this, our 50th Jubilee, we continue to celebrate 50 years of a small country that continues to do big things. This is people who have love for country, those that protect and nurture our environment, those who are dedicated and provide care and hope, and those that continue to inspire through challenges and hard times. Help us to celebrate 50 people just like these. Until September 30th, log on to CharacterDayBahamas.org and nominate your hidden hero today as we spread the power of love.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what to
put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the Oven Toasted Turkey Sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
All right, you got it locked and loaded to the Monday, September 25th edition of Talking Heads. Do we have Pearly back in? Is Pearly still there? We still got Pearly. Hey, hold on. We got Pearly? Run his intro music. Run his intro music while I throw up in the bucket over here, okay?
Like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground. We're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl. Because we're the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, Naughty.
Go ahead, Pearly. It's your hour. Go ahead, my brother.
Isn't it just a wonderful day, Bahamas? Isn't it a wonderful day, Dolphin Nation? Isn't it a wonderful day today? The Dolphins won. The Cowboys lost. How could it get any better in football?
Shut up, Mr. Producer. Shut up, okay? You get over 500 in the picks column, then you can talk, okay? Just shut up, you. Go ahead, Bernie.
Hold on. You see, Mr. Producer, there's something that I want you to play for me that everybody who doubted Tua, hated Tua, should be hearing right now. You have that song ready for me, Mr. Producer?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T,
take a T-C-T. There might be certain things for certain players.
You see, you setting yourself up though, right? You hear what the chorus is, right? Suck it to me. You know, Tua gets socked one more time, boy. He could be socked right out.
We sock it to the Denver Broncos.
Oh, you did?
I don't want people to come and say, oh, that was a crappy team.
Pearly, it's a crappy team. Pearly. Have your moment. But you know, they dookie, Pearly. But anyway, go ahead, have your moment.
They have turned out to be dookie, but they were top five defense last year. And when they considered...
But not last year. You think that's a top five? We put 70 points on a top five?
They were considered to be a top five defense this year. Bragging, but they only lose
Pearly, Pearly, games one by second. 1 point. Pearly, 1 second. Wow. Doesn't this sound...
Are you going to have a moment or not?
I will, but I just want to let you know, you sound eerily familiar to me on week one when we threw the 40-burger up, defending the Giants. Okay, I just want you to know that. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
This is a copycat league.
Indeed. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
So, my son and his brethren and I went to the game.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Okay,
This was Jamal's, and I want to say hello to Jamal. This is Jamal's first NFL Dolphin game. This is my son's second game. So they were like, oh, I don't know what to expect. I'm going to be wary. Man, they walk out that stadium in awe to the point that we walked over to the season ticket desk to check on prices for season tickets for next year.
See, that's fire, you honey.
It was, but honestly, we were in the 200 level, had really good seats, like on the 30-yard line.
That's good.
In the shade, on the Dolphin side of the field.
Nice.
And it was a wonderful experience. The game was awesome. I see some people throw up and say, oh, they will run up the score. If you put your second and third string players in, don't you think they can try to impress the coach because they want more playing time? So it wasn't about running up the score. It was about winning a football game. It was about sending a strong message to the Buffalo Bills. We coming for you next week. We coming to Orchard Park for you next week. But
now, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know not. This ain't no excuse. Ain't no.
We'll find out next week.
You know, I got to pick you up because, and tell you, Lewis, I got to pick you, right? So.
You see, some people say, oh, the Bills are back. They look good. The Bills beat up a crappy team that lost 10 in a row. 10 in a row dating back to last season. 10 in a row dating back to last season. Who has lost their defensive coordinator, who's a team like a soap opera right now? So Buffalo ain't beat nobody. They beat a team in disarray.
Pearly, would you like...
So don't let that go in your head and think something big happening for them next year. Miami can put up 35 points on them next week.
Pearly, would you like to go to the call? Because this is your hour today, man. So, you know, would you like to go to the call,
sure,
or would you like to wait?
Sure.
Now, listen,
sure,
with all due respect, if it's Mystery Dolphin, he gets no play. Because he did not pay his bet, so he will be denied.
I honestly don't think Mystery will ever pay that bet.
Right, so then he can't run his mouth today. You see how this thing goes?
That's them fellas who always want bet when they will collect their money, but when they lose, they don't check for you.
Let's go to the phone lines. And Mr. Producer, if it is Mystery, and I give you the Giso sign, he get cut. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, there you go, Mystery. Wasn't that quick? Bring your pawn scum dolphin behind and pay your bet. You will not talk on this show. Especially after you all throw up a 70 burger and my Cowboys lost. You see?
Naughty.
For all that crap you like to talk. 1 second, buddy. For all that crap you like to talk, I let you slide, right? Well, today's the day I pull out girly ways like you, and now you can't talk. Go ahead, Pearly.
Mystery, meet me to the studio, yes, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Let's get this over with, please. We'll bring you in the studio. You can talk all the crap about Dallas you want, but please come tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
You are shaming Dolphin Nation. How they shamed Bronco Nation yesterday.
But I want to, a lot of people say the Dolphins should have drafted for Dalvin Cook. I'm happy we never drafted for Dalvin Cook. And we don't need Jonathan
Taylor.
Who
called you the night you took Devin Achane in the third round? And I say, but you got a steal right there, brother. Who called you?
You called me. I knew what I was getting, and you called me. I knew what I was going for.
But no, I ain't talking about the fantasy draft, Dodo. I talking about the real draft.
I don't have the fantasy. My son grabbing before me. I think Kevin grabbing. I talking about NFL draft. Yeah, you call me. I know when you called me. I
said,
remember that.
Boy, you hit the goal line there. I said, I'd do it there if he could take a hit. You got a beast right there.
I mean,
16 carries, lost 4 touchdowns?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Must be about
2 by line and 2 by air.
Must be about 80 fantasy points. Boy, if you had him in your lineup, you'd been.
He put up 51 fantasy points.
If you didn't have him in your lineup and you did, you should find the nearest door, open it, stick your head in it, and slam it.
I had to do that. My son have him. And we ran out. We went inside these, so we went to one restaurant called Twin Peaks. Excellent food.
Uh-huh.
And
how about the service?
You know,
was it good service too?
Sorry?
Was it good service too at Twin Peaks?
Oh, service is off the chain.
But you think people don't drive around and have 15-year-old sons and say, let's go, and they're like, yeah, I'll take you in there. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you got to be 18 to go in there. But
I didn't tell you.
The scenic view was excellent. But the food is good too. But and then they have these huge TV screens. You don't have to turn around to watch TV. Wherever you sit, a TV in front of your
face.
But
that's a real sports part, everybody. Sports for days.
Wherever you sit, a TV in front of your face. So it's able to watch the Notre Dame game, and then we watch.
Hey, that was a hell of a game right there, boy. Notre Dame and Ohio State. I can't stand Ohio State. So just waiting on them.
And the thing about it is,
and they had to cover 3.5, and they only won by 3. Boy, they pissed me off.
No, but when Notre Dame stopped them with 14 inches, like in the red zone, we jumped up and said, let's hurry up, jump. Let's go. We can catch the next game at the hotel. Ha, 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 ha. Damn, we reached the hotel. Ohio State pulled out one of them. How that happened, I could never tell.
But I'm glad you had a good time, though, Pearly. That's the most important thing. And I can tell you.
And I want to publicly thank my kids, my sons and daughter. All made sure daddy had a good time, so I can't complain. It was wonderful. Thank you, kids. You're the greatest.
Man, and guess what? But you had Sancho and Chabby rooting for you, too, boy. Every time they scored, but I know Pearly in it now. But I see
I had to stay in for myself.
I was like, high five. I said, they done hit 56. Pearly might be running across the field half naked on the next play, fellas. Look out for Pearly.
They're holding me down. I said,
Bungie might be in there in a minute, boy. Better watch out.
I thought about spending the night in the Fort Lauderdale jail. I said, you know what? I don't think that's going to work.
No, but let me tell you, boy. Well, Pearly, I'll be honest with y'all. You see Dallas win the Super Bowl and I'm outside game. Y'all know y'all got to send the bail money, right?
Yeah, I know that. I already got it put aside.
Because I doing the whole vola dance, socks and styley as I strip off before I hit the field.
No. But the naughty people was high-fiving. People were partying. This guy wouldn't leave. We ended up taking pictures with them. It was
I ain't gonna lie. My dad was in the room, and I tell you, by every time they score, bing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
The tailgaters didn't want to leave after the game. It was probably everybody to throw. I thought that was a fun time. All the Denver fans were walking with their heads down and all that. I walked past some people. I said, you come for the game, man. That's the start of the end, right?
Well, I can be honest with you. I can be honest with you, Pearly. You're witnessing the Denver team that's just going through the motions so they could jettison Russell Wilson in the offseason. And Peyton could get a quarterback in it that he likes.
Naughty, if you watch that game, Russell Wilson didn't play bad. He didn't play bad. But, you know, people say Denver had the best cornerback in the NFL in Patrick Surtain Jr. He got eight.
I don't think so.
Chewed up, chomped up, and spit out by Hill, and by Chosen.
Yeah, and one second. There you go. Big up to Chef Comer and Tropical Gyros Dolphin Crew and yeah, Chef got 42 from Mozart, too, Pearly. He just wanted to chime in and say,
I know that. I saw that, too. I know that.
Excuse me. Let me throw up in the garbage on the side here. Y'all do finish talk.
Chef may look like the best fantasy football manager this year because this whole team is made up of Dolphins. I think he get Waddle, too, and Hill.
No, man. Listen, in one league, Chef can't on bad. In another league, boy, I don't know, boy. Chef been toting blows, and I don't know why. He looked like he got that team. He threw up 150, and the next one threw up 161. I've been there. But in one league, Chef Golden right now. He got Mahomes as his quarterback. He got Tyreek Hill. He got Waddle. And he had Tyreek when he was a Chief, and they traded him to the Dolphins as a keeper league. So you know he held on to him.
Yeah.
He got Waddle, and I think he picked Jamar Chase in the draft 1 year. This dude nasty with the wide receivers, like ridiculously nasty. Yep. Like stinking.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, he may sip from the golden goblet for the second time, you know. He may be the first to sip from the golden goblet twice.
As long as Miami plays well, he probably just will.
But I tell you, though, I ain't gonna lie. I know what I do Kempe yesterday, but Kempe half killed me in that leg.
I get killed, too. And the thing about it, I got Hurts playing tonight. But the dude who lead me at D. Smith as the wide receiver. So when Hurts looked good, throwing to Smith, what happened? I can't catch him.
Boy, you know, last week I took a gamble. And I said, let me see if Adam Thielen got a little bit of tread left. I put him in a lineup as my flex. Woo! 27 points later, baby. I know who the security blanket is in Carolina, and I got him.
To be honest with you, I don't give a crap what happened in fantasy this weekend. I got my win in Miami.
Yeah, I know you was happy, Berlin. Guess what? You know, to flip the script a little bit, boys lost the game. They should have won. They went out there flat.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that.
They got out-coached. McCarthy didn't scheme anything with sense. He got
not only did they got out coached, they got manhandled.
They
on
got
the line.
Punched
the
in their mouth.
Line,
but listen, Pearly,
your defensive line.
I cannot
manhandle your offensive line.
I cannot say anything but this. And you know, I'm not going to use injuries as an excuse. If I didn't use it for Trayvon Diggs, I'm not going to use it now. Right? Three offensive linemen, starting offensive linemen down, including Zach Martin and Tyron Smith.
Yes.
That's a big blow, but at the end of the day, next man up need to be able to pick up the basic protection to take care of your quarterback.
You know something, Naughty? I hear that, you know, but I don't buy that crap because guess what? If the next man up was good enough, you'd have been starting.
That's true, too. That's a good point.
That's your starting five. That's your best players.
But Pearly, that's a good point. All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Coming in to give you so you catch your breath and get back in there.
Now, at the end of the day, I appreciate the fact that we took the lump now because, like I told you off here, the last three teams for Dallas that went 3-0 didn't make the playoffs. So let's take that lump now. Let's bring it back to reality.
You got a Bill Belichick Patriots team that coming off a win. That could be a difficult game for you.
It could be a difficult game, but we can get it. I think we're going to be ready. We can use that to get ready for week five and be at our top game.
I mean,
for the 49ers and see what the chips for.
Even if I think New England beats, I pull it for Dallas because I can never pull for no AFC East team other than Miami.
Well, let's go to the phone lines, Pearly. We got other callers. Hey, listen, remember now, if it's mystery calling on another thing, he gets chopped. He ain't not nominated. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Well, you can't chop me. You can't chop me. Because we put up 34.
Stop.
No.
No, holla. No. You hold on now. Pearly.
No, stop.
Pearly, let me interject this, and then I can leave him. All I can say is, when the dogs had a scare and looked anemic, couldn't hear from him. When the Chiefs lost, couldn't hear from him. I went on limb and said he was probably at some pharmaceutical convention in Timbuktu trying to gain cover. But, man, that was like 3 weeks ago. Where the hell you been, Big Chief? Where you been?
First of all, I was out of town. And I told you I was going to be out of town. Okay? That's the first thing. Okay? Secondly, all right? Nah, you all know me. If my team take love, I can sit in the corner and stay small. I like these Dolphin fans who has come on here and make excuse and this and that and everything else. They put up 70 this week. Next week, when they only score 7, they can tell you all kinds of things about voodoo and the sky falling and everything else, right? I am a real sports fan, which is you win by your merit, and if you lose, take your lumps and shut up. Okay? Now
I want to hear this.
Even though I was gone, I was on the island, not you on Facebook to me. So you know I put in the Facebook chat that we suck and that we came on flat in that game at Detroit and we really should have been done better. As for my dog, listen, we get bored in the first half and then in the third quarter, we have outscored teams in the third quarter of our game 72-0. Okay? So, you know, at the end of the day, we sitting right where we need to be, top of the AFC West, right? We can deal with the Dolphins in Germany, so we ain't worried about that, okay? And they ain't playing y'all this year, so Naughty, the Cowboys will get a break, all right?
The dog, you know what I find very amazing? You know what I find very amazing? Your mouth hard after y'all beat the worst team in football.
No. Listen to me. The worst team in football is Denver.
You are agreeing with me that was the worst team in football y'all beat.
Okay? What I watched yesterday, okay? Is a team that couldn't tackle, couldn't cover, couldn't run the ball, couldn't pass the ball. None of their coaches could have coached. That is
like I say, the worst team in football.
Listen to me. That's the worst performance of any team I've ever seen. And the truth of the matter is, if Tua was in mad because Peyton talked Bob and him last year, he's going to get banned from Bridgewater, and Michaels was in mad because Peyton came in and beat up on his buddy Nathaniel Hackett. They should have called the dogs off way before. But they mean to put the beating on Peyton. I don't really mind, you know. Let them put the beating on Peyton. To me, Peyton is overrated. That dude got one Super Bowl. And people just treat him like water. He got one Super Bowl. All right? Him and McCarthy in the same bowl.
Boy, yes, indeed. Because I tell you, I can't run from that. McCarthy's the same one.
Great quarterbacks that they should have had more titles with, and they underachieved. So I don't mind them running up 70 on them. I just got to say, if y'all could run 70 up on them, we should be able to run 90 up on them. Because we know them even better than y'all.
Slow your roll. Slow your roll.
Listen. Let me ask you a question.
We put up 30. We put up 35 plus points every Naughty, game.
Pearly, and his feelings today, because that's their Super Bowl. That's the best he has ever felt about a Dolphins team since 1970.
And he was there to watch it live.
Of course. You know, because team, you can get tickets on the fly to go to see the Dolphins. If you don't buy your tickets a year in advance, you can't ever get no ticket to see the Chiefs. So I understand that. He went over there and they beat up on a bad team, kick them when they was down, which I have no problem with. That's our rival. Beat the hell out of them.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You talk, what y'all beat up on? Y'all beat up on the worst team in football and you trying to show who we beat up on?
No. Denver's the worst team in football. We know that.
No, man.
I mean, Arizona football.
Yesterday, Chicago lost their 10th game in a row.
The Cowboys elevate them. But
at the end of the day,
you have to understand, if Tua could put up 70, Mahomes could put up 100. Because as good as Tua is, and Tua is good, y'all have never heard me say Tua is trash. Okay? I've never said that in any platform at all. Tua come from Alabama. He's an SEC quarterback. Of course,
listen,
he's good.
Okay? Tua did not put up 70. Tua did not put up 70.
Listen, the quarterback, if the quarterback have to take the blame, the quarterback takes the kudos.
Oh, yeah, okay? I don't mind that, but Tua only had 4 touchdown passes.
Don't worry about that.
Listen to Purdy, buddy. He only had 4 touchdown passes. See how y'all Dolphins get? See how y'all run right flipping out?
Listen, the fellas who run the ball.
And the rookie say, do not call him A-Ching no more. His name is A-Chan.
Listen. If Tua and Yatia, okay, could put up 70 on them. Okay? Lord knows what the Chiefs can put up on them.
Hey, Big Chief, I got one for you, though. Hold on.
Go ahead, Don.
Naughty.
Y'all got to play them, B and C.
Purdy, listen here. Listen to y'all, Dolphins. Listen to this one. So tell the Chiefs fan they should be able to match or beat what Miami did. So let his team do the talking.
Yeah, but guess what? Here's the thing. We see them twice a year, every year.
But here's the tag, though. Here's the tag. If they can't, he should just stick to filling prescriptions for the rest of the season and be quiet. Ooh. Ouch.
I got a prescription for all them Dolphin fans when they play him out in the first round of the playoffs in the wild card. Like they peaked for the last 20 years. That's as far as they're going. I got all the prescriptions for that.
October, okay. The holiday weekend. We can tell, you know, y'all got the Broncos coming at the yard on the 12th of October. We can see. Sunday night football to the world to watch that.
As an AFC rival.
I mean Thursday night football.
And as a smart coach, I would hope that Reed does exactly what he did yesterday. We went up 34-0, and for 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, you know what do you do? Come on, you sit down. Come Kelsey, you sit down. And bring in the backups. Because it's a long season. It's a long season.
Two of them played the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter.
None of them played.
Mike White threw the 70-yard bomb.
None of our starters played past halfway through the third quarter either. So.
No. Don't say
listen,
that.
Listen, y'all Danny, played at not, home. We played at home, right? Y'all let them score 20. We held ours to 10. Okay? Y'all scored 70. We scored 41. At the end of the day, we pull our starters in the middle of the third quarter. Y'all pull your starters at the end of the third quarter. Dolphins had a great game yesterday. They had a great
We could have not have our starters play the second half. We had a message to send, like you said.
I agree with you. Denver sucks. Denver's a horrible team.
So is Chicago Bears.
I'm sitting in a division.
Chicago Bears.
Listen to me. I'm sitting in a division where the other three teams have spent...
The Arizona Cardinals are better than the Bears and the Broncos, by the way.
Huh?
I just want to let you know the Cardinals are better than the Bears and the Broncos, by the way.
I don't know, man. Listen. You can't
let me say this.
Josh
you
Dolph,
sit in a division realize, that only one team of that Josh, division can make the playoffs.
Pearly. You realize
only
Josh
one team
Dolph,
of that division can make the playoffs. Let's be real. Pearly. Let's be honest. Pearly.
Josh Dobbs
division can make the playoffs.
Josh Dobbs couldn't make a Pittsburgh roster, but he couldn't beat out a guy who yesterday threw for 2 touchdowns for the first time in his career. That's the starting quarterback to beat y'all yesterday, Naughty. You can't lose to Josh Dobbs. The boy just can't play quarterback.
Oh, no, he ain't that bad. He ain't that bad.
Don't say Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson should not be a starting NFL quarterback.
That's Wack Wilson, boy.
Somebody said Zach Wilson was comfortable with being a backup and thought he would never have to play.
None of them should have been drafted. Zach Wilson played at BYU, and BYU didn't play nobody big, and everybody half big they played, he got stomped. Trey Lance played at basically a Division II program and only played 14 games. But you know what it is? Some of these GMs think they're too smart because they play Madden all the time.
Ah.
The fact of the matter is, them dudes should have never been drafted where they are. Zach Williams is not a bum quarterback. You know what he is? He is Chase Daniels. He is a career third stringer. That's what he is.
Yeah. I tell you, he thought he would never play. He thought Aaron Rodgers would play every game and he would never have to play. He was happy with holding that clipboard and putting the airphones on and calling in some plays. He was happy with that.
That's his role. That's his role. You know,
but now you put him in there to play. Now, he opened a trade for a quarterback now.
Listen. Nothing could help them. That's the Jets. The Jets curse. Okay.
They had two arguments yesterday.
Yeah, Garrett Wilson and then with Carter. And Carter's the third string running back.
Yeah. So, but I will say this. This week, this coming Saturday, the Auburn Tigers will be next up to get their things.
Because Auburn took it from Texas A&M on the weekend.
Oh, listen. The beating we're going to put on them.
We are cool now.
Okay. And then listen now. You know, next week, is it Sunday night? Yeah, Sunday night. Then we have the Jets. And I promise you, we got into New York to punish Robert Saleh. Because we remember what he said after we tore his defense up at the 49ers in the Super Bowl. And he had all kind of hard mode afterward and talked about how this and that and hole and all this other foolishness. We waiting on him. I promise you. I didn't look at the message boards in KC. Okay, Mahomes got something for him. Got something for him. Sauce Gardner. Sauce can get sauce. Okay, mark my word. But you know, it is what it is, man. But anyway, before I leave, man, I gotta say this, Naughty. Me, Hawk actually got me my first scholarship to go to college at COB.
Wow.
I was a 16-year-old 11th grader. And the Rotary Club of West Nassau, which I'm a member now, he was a member. They had a scholarship competition for 12th graders. And he convinced my parents, say, let Marvin do it anyway because he's doing his GCs and he probably can get enough when he ain't getting to 12th grade. And that's exactly what happened. You know, them GCs used to come out late.
Right.
So September they was coming out. And I was able to walk into COB on a scholarship because Hawk, who was our insurance agent, but new to our family.
Right.
Said, I'm going to do something for this young man. And then when I graduated, you know, he flew to Grand Bahama. My first job as chief pharmacist, he flew to Grand Bahama, took me to the bank, said, let me get you to open up your accounts. Let me get you to put this money, start investing. And then took me to the Rotary Club over there and said, because, you know, he had a couple of them.
Right.
And we West Nassau guys, we the all-male club. He said, you can't go no for a Rotary Club with no woman. So he took me to the Sunrise Club, which was all-male at the time, and said, y'all will let this young man in. That's why he's in Rotary today. So when I got the news this weekend, man, that was rough. It's really rough. And as a sports aficionado, Hawk was the best of them. Most people didn't know this, but he was also a huge jazz aficionado.
Oh, yeah.
Me and him used to talk about jazz all the time. And anytime I go to a fest, and he go, we'd exchange stuff and everything else, man. For me, both of them rest in peace. Alexis, we all praying for you and the family, you know. And then to my good friend, Obi, who was in Freeport when I first went down there and really took me through some ropes. And anytime I needed something for Grand Bahama, even when I was here in Nassau and I get in trouble from this one or the minister or whatever else, I pick up the phone and say, Obi, I need you to help. I got some people in down there that need some help. And he said to me, Doc, send me what you need. And people would get help, man. So may all of them rest in peace, you know?
So. It's a blow when it comes to that, man. It's been a rough week.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like from Friday to rough weekend, Friday to now, it's just been rough.
For real. It's just been that way. But you know what? That's why we got to live for others today. Because no, tomorrow ain't never promised.
I promise to no right? one, for real.
Y'all be safe for
I'm
now.
I'm glad to hear from you, man. Glad.
Enjoy your 17th.
And you be safe, man, Marvin. We'll hear from you this week, I'm sure, going into the college games and
great,
to the pro games.
Great talking to you.
Yeah, man. All right, let's get to our first break, Mr. Producer.
Before we go on the break, you know my new nickname for Tua is Magic, right? You saw the no-look pass. He's the only quarterback to throw touchdowns with both his left and his right. Left, two with his right.
We ain't got no break to go through, Mr. Producer. You hear this ish? You hear he done married the Lakers to the Dolphins? You hear it? Speaking of Magic, though, I bet he would invest in the Dolphins because he's getting Nanny beat out of him on Sunday in Washington. Part owner of that Commanders team.
He should have bought into Miami. Did you see the no-look pass, though? You did see the no-look pass with his right hand.
No, I didn't, man. I don't watch y'all.
It was a thing of beauty. I thought it was magic. I thought this basketball is football because I thought it was magic.
You know, we ain't got no break to go to. This producer trying to make it long. I know it's commercial. He just could be play them to the end. So you could just leave me out here.
Hey, leave the producer. That's one of my best friends.
Yeah, you got on one orange. You got on one turquoise and brand new turquoise and orange dolphin hat. You know you're going to Hoffa and buy that before you come to work.
Wait, listen.
A fresh dolphin shirt on, too, wait.
I had to grab myself and say, come on, let's go. Don't try buying
everything. Look like people eat Skittles and throw up, man. I saw a kind of color in your orange and aqua and all that crap, man.
That's all right. No, you can be upset all you want. There you go. That's my bad. No one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're
on the ground. We're always in control. Can we go to the phones? And if it's
any dolphins.
When I call a call back, we'll go to the phone. If it's mystery, you can get cut. Talking heads.
No. Hey, what's up, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Pearly.
Hey.
I hope you're all right. You're feeling good, right? You enjoy your 70 point, right?
Yeah, I enjoy it, yes.
This is the Bills and Yankees fan, man. But look here. Be careful what you wish for. Yeah, you want to see us Sunday next week? Be careful what you wish for.
All right. I can't wait to play the Bills.
Now, look here. Remember now, Tua was the one that it was against us when he went through the first concussion protocol. Now,
yes, Valerie, that's your question. What's your lineman name? Valerie, something that would delay
him. Say it again.
I think I can't remember. I think it's Mallory or something that would delay him.
He said
linebacker Milano had the late hit on Tua.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a late hit, now. That was a legal hit.
It was after the play.
No. So they would have thrown the flag. They didn't throw the flag, though.
No. They didn't throw the flag.
So that was a legal hit.
Tell him it was late, but it wasn't.
Squala, how bad are your Bills going to beat the Dolphins this week? It sounds like you ready to bring them from.
Don't beat them bad now. Don't get me wrong, because they look much better than me when we played them last year. But they ain't going to beat us. They ain't putting them no 70 points on us. I know that for sure.
No, we ain't gonna put 70 points on you.
You saying that they ain't putting 70 on you, or are you saying you all gonna win? That's what I wanna know.
Yeah, it could be much closer than that Denver game because I don't know what the hell ever.
But you ain't come out right and said the Bills could win the game. I mean, I haven't heard you make that statement.
No, we can win. The NFL guys look out for them though. The NFL
Miami,
look out for them.
They put up 35 on Buffalo.
Okay. All right, keep the same energy.
I don't want you to call Monday now. I don't want you to duck me on Monday. Call me Monday.
No, I can call.
All right, my brother. Enjoy your man. Right, be safe.
Brother. Take care, man. Have a good week.
Boy, Pearly, don't mind. Hey, Pearly, mind you don't call that first thing Monday next week, boy.
Naughty, let me explain something to you. The headaches and the pain I've gone through with the Dolphins losing, it don't bother me. Somebody sees me, we lose, you right. That's why he's rubbing it when we win.
Right, people call me yesterday and they say, you are. I say, but I'm a lifelong Cowboy fan. I can tell you stories way more hateful than this, you know.
Exactly. So I know what cut up is all about. My mouth.
And listen, but people fail to realize, and again, I'm not using this as a crutch, but the Cardinals own us. They've won 7 out of the last 8 games against the Cowboys. You know the last time we won?
Not necessarily the Cardinals, you know. Their coach is a Philadelphia Eagle, you know.
No, but hear me. It's the 2014 was the last time we won. Yeah, exactly. That's the form. That is why Philadelphia, I told you, is feeling it this year because a prime example is the head coach of the Cardinals.
Former offensive coordinator
of the Eagles, and he know that weakness. Try run the ball, keep that defense on the field long, they can get tired.
That's why I keep telling you. You've been McCarthy calling the plays this year. McCarthy didn't even adjust to understand this dude, know what your playbook like.
But you know what bothered me with McCarthy last night? What really bugged me? Right in his wheelhouse. You know he had Kuhn, the fullback, in Green Bay all them years, right? And what he used to do? Give Kuhn the ball in the 5-yard line, 1 or 2 runs. It used to piss everybody off in fantasy because he'd vulture the touchdown, but they'd score. Well, remember that kid Lemke that I told you about from North Dakota State who was the undrafted free agent? You all even had an eye on him. He plays fullback, but he catches like he's like Moose Johnson, and he could almost play tight end. You could line him up in tight end, and he could be effective there, and he could block. This dude was averaging 4.3 yards, almost 5 yards a carry on the 5 runs or 3 runs he had so far in the game. You don't think if you want pounded in late in the game with the defense tired, El Cow right there, 2 or 3 times right there, let him see who he could drag John Riggins style into the end zone? He's a beast. But you won't go with Tony Pollard with an overloaded box. And Pollard's a great guy, but in that area, you need a banger.
Yep. Yep.
And then the play calling to go to CeeDee Lamb in the tight ends was horrible. And he could have run a naked bootleg as Dak was running on him all day if he wanted to. You overload one side, run, fake the hand out there, run the naked bootleg. Dak scores wide open to the corner.
But I noticed one thing you didn't say. What we all expect Zach to do is what he did yesterday.
Yeah, and guess what? I have a problem with Dak. I have an issue with that. He got caught up talking smack with that linebacker all day. The linebacker said, you could choke right before he threw the ball. And guess who he threw it to? Same dude who said he was going to choke. I got issues with Dak. Dak gets no free pass from me this week. For one simple reason. We score a touchdown there with 4 minutes left, 3 minutes left in the game. We have a chance to come back and win that game. You took every chance of winning that game and threw it away.
Yep.
And I saw. Is McCarthy being overprotective in the red zone? Is he back from throwing an interception? Well, then figure it out. Run some jet sweeps. Run the power option. Let him try sneak it in if you don't want him to throw it.
How about hire a proper offensive coordinator?
Exactly, because Schottenheimer can't make the calls. He's only there to set up the offense. McCarthy makes the calls. If that's the case, give him the job, let him do it, stand on the sideline, and let him do what he need to do. Or get a coordinator in there.
If that told you, if y'all don't do well, if y'all don't make the playoffs, F-I-R-E.
Yeah, he's so out of there. And Quinn comes out of the coaching booth and goes down. So we'll be doing, Mr. Producer, we'll be doing the commercials and then the final 10. All right, listen. I've been given a sign by the Mr. Producer as I see a huge Miami Dolphin goblet come up there, Pearly. So I guess it's that
brother.
Time.
Way to go, Kermie. Love you, Kermie. You're the man. You're the myth. And you are the legend.
You sounded like two South Beach Dolphins. I can leave that just like that.
Oh, no.
Hey. Anyway, we're going to take a break.
Sound like two Twin Peaks Dolphins.
Anyhow, all right, there you go. Listen. On the break, out of the commercials, we're going to go right into Rich Eisen Overreaction Monday. Okay. Good stuff the first half. I appreciate you and Roscoe chiming in. Good stuff the second hour, everybody who chimed in. We're going to kick it off. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to every one of us that we had this week. The Wilshkin family, the Monburr family, the Finlayson family. And who else? We lost another person this week, too. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say it. Who was it?
Clara Bell, Keith Bell's wife.
And Keith Bell's wife. There you go. Thank you, Pearly. I appreciate that.
Good Catholics. Good job.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of those families affected. And I humbly ask that at some point today, you put one up for those families and for those dearly departed. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Rich Eisen has taken us home at Overreaction Monday. And thank Jesus we got it out today. Now we can go. But no picks today because you only can pick the Dolphins again anyhow. So we go on. We'll see you mañana.
Big time. Adios.
Yes. Hasta la vista.
For many people, a breast cancer diagnosis can feel like a battle they're facing alone. But we're all in this together. Because breast cancer patients are our mothers, sisters, daughters, our friends. Women need to be assured that they have access to the screening they need and the support they deserve. Because every woman matters. Every story is powerful. Every voice makes a difference. Join Guardian Media Group as we pink up the month of October, Cancer Awareness Month. Show your support. Place your ad. Give your story, your voice in the Nassau Guardian, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, or Hot 91. For more information, contact your account executive or call 302-2300. Join Guardian Media as we motivate our community by supporting a powerful cause and raising awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month this October.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Put your best foot for shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage costs. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste and your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there, brother? What do you got?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Everybody good? Jim.
How are you?
TJ, I know you're not good. I'm sorry.
Weekend, I'm sorry, to be honest with you.
I'm doing great. You know who else is doing great? Miami Dolphins. After a 70-point onslaught, the Dolphins are the best team in the NFL.
Fact.
Yep.
Fact. I mean, you got the Niners and them. I don't know who I'm going to put number one. In my power ranking, you can't say this is an overreaction. You cannot. You can make an argument to say another one is, but the Miami Dolphins have absolutely proven that you cannot scheme against them at present. Their speed is something you have to behold. How are you going to simulate their speed in practice? How are you going to do that?
It's not like a podcast. You can't just put it on 1.5 speed.
Right.
You know, put your players.
Correct. Like you,
what are we doing?
You've got to give it up with what you're seeing. And you'll slow them down. Like when it gets to be 30 degrees out, you're going to track meet then? I don't know. Which means the one seed is even that much more important. But for sure, this is not an overreaction, and it's an argument, but not an overreaction. What else you got over there,
76
Chris?
And sunny in Buffalo this weekend, so.
There you go. I can't wait for that game.
Could be awesome. Rich, let's talk about you for a second. Hey, Zach Wilson shouldn't start another game if the Jets want to keep their playoff hopes alive.
How is this an overreaction? It's not. It's just not reality. You're not going to take Tim Boyle and throw him out on Sunday Night Football in his first start for the Jets against the Chiefs. You're just not going to do that. You're going to hope that Zach Wilson can put together more than one drive where the light goes on. You're going to have to hope that the coordinator can figure out something. Every single time I watched yesterday, said Josh Dobbs finding a wide open receiver, or Kenny Pickett hitting somebody here, or, you know, C.J. Stroud hitting somebody there in Jacksonville. I'm like, where is that for the Jets? Where's like the 10-yard easy gimme layup? Where are they? Why is everything like pulling teeth? But what are they going to do? Take Tim Boyle and throw him out on Sunday Night Football? Pants. No chance. And if you do that, you might as well cut Zach Wilson, because now you're adding Tim Boyle to the people who you turn to because Zach's inoperable. Add him to Mike White, Joe Flacco, Chris Streveler. Not an overreaction, but not reality either. What else, Chris?
One of the surprising results yesterday was Cleveland 27, Tennessee 3. Did not expect that type of dominant performance from the Browns. And you know who else was great? Deshaun Watson played his best game yet with the Browns, and they're going to win the AFC North.
That's an overreaction. First of all, you know, I understand he played his best game yet with the Browns. You can say that based on the results and everything. But he also had one of those moments where he was being sacked and he flipped the ball 10 yards behind him.
Not sure what that
was. I don't know what that was, but he's definitely getting better.
27 of 33, 289 yards, 123 passer rating.
Winning the North? I don't know. I don't know. And I know the Ravens looked the way they looked, but the Ravens are still a force to be reckoned with, I think. They're at Cleveland next week.
What's up
we
with
might
their
be
offense?
Talking we might be talking something completely different by this point next week. And don't forget, the Steelers are 2-1 visiting Houston next week. They might be 3-1, and they have a win against Cleveland in their back pocket already. I'll call this for looking good. And the kid Ford looks like he's the real thing. And how about this, too? Great news that Nick Chubb didn't blow his entire knee out, and right. They expect him to be back, and his career is on.
Yep.
What else, Chris?
That was great news. You know who balled out yesterday? The Red Rifle! The Panthers should start Andy Dalton next week, even if Bryce Young is healthy.
Nah, that's over. They got to take their lumps. They just got to, man. They
that's
got
a
to.
Wide open division.
I hear you. You traded
361 yards.
I get it. You traded all them picks. For this kid, you gotta take your lumps. You gotta throw him out there. If he is ready, you have to play with him. And hopefully Andy Dalton gave him an opportunity to see this is how you can do it, kid. That's a guy named DJ Chark. That's a guy named Adam Thielen. You should definitely find him next week because he's taking on his old team, the Minnesota Vikings. That's the way you say, Bryce, you got hurt. You had a nice perch to see how it is done. You got a chance to breathe and relax. Go out there, and we're going to live and die with your lumps. And how about, you know, the offensive line doesn't create all those pre-snap penalties that Frank Reich called pathetic. So I'll say that's an overreaction. What else, Chris?
Why wouldn't the Jets flip a two to Carolina for Andy Dalton?
Because Carolina's not willing to give Bryce Young how to do it. That might be just even more important.
But if you sweeten the pot, they make him an offer they can't refuse.
There's nobody's backup quarterback is walking through that door right now.
Andy Dalton could win the playoff game for the Jets.
I'm not going to lie to you, but it's just I don't think that's reality.
All right, speaking of, the league needs to step in. Got to flex out of Chiefs Jets for Dolphins Bills. Do the right thing. Nobody wants to watch Chiefs Jets on Sunday night. What are we doing?
You are not overreacting. But I don't know. CBS might have protected this the minute Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
the minute
Aaron Rodgers. Well, they wouldn't have protected it because you can't flex until week 5.
Oh.
So
I got
the
league
needs to step in.
I see what
and
you're
say,
saying.
Look, this is for the betterment of every football fan out there. We don't want to watch 41-3 on Sunday night.
What if Taylor Swift agrees to play a song in the middle of it?
Halftime show.
Wait, is she going to play quarterback? Now that I'd be interested in.
No. We can't get it. She's a national treasure. We can't have her hurt. Stop it.
Dolphins, Bills, Sunday night. Do the right thing today.
Not an overreaction. I hear you.
Come on, Roger. I know you're watching.
By the way, that's not an overreaction either. He is definitely watching.
All right, last one. Now look.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to say I predicted this, but I did predict it on the Overreaction Monday preview podcast.
Okay.
And he's doing the pew, 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 pew. But there's Gannon's weirdness, and it's working for Arizona.
There's a way.
They could win some games.
Dude, they just did.
They could be 3-0.
Dude, we all thought, like, he's out to lunch. They're looking at him like,
Gase 2.0.
Who is this weirdo that we're now being coached by?
The bus and the car, you drive yourself, the fire, I don't know.
As I said, Nick Sirianni's first press conference in Philadelphia, we're like, this town's going to eat him for lunch. And now he is the walking id version of the city, MFing everybody. And Pew Pew himself actually did go, you know, fireworks, all that stuff. Rondell Moore did it. They beat the Cowboys. And that's going to go a long way, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take the bus. Or if we're all sitting here going, this guy's going to be a dumpster fire and Kyler Murray's. Now we got to start talking about, you know, when can he come back? Josh Dobbs has proven himself to be terrific. Maybe the Jets can grab him if Kyler Murray comes back. I'm desperate. I don't know what I'm saying now.
I mean, anything's, with all due respect, Zach, anything's better than that.
I know. Good Lord.
Sorry, bud.
But you're not wrong. You haven't overreacted to too much today, Chris.
Really? I thought I was being spicy.
Look at you.
All right.
And by the way, as soon as we are done today, Chris Brockman and I are staying after class to put together the Overreaction Monday podcast version, where you can get all your podcasts every single week, every single Monday. We come your way with 10 new topics. Lots of fun right there. And then What the Football coming up on Tuesday. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask will recount tonight's Monday Night Football double dip. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. I do believe they have free ice cream for those who are in studio, not listening. Oh. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.